Hi, I'm Daryl Worley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. After 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. Bin Laden, have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war, and you can bet that they remember just what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? All the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
Well, we continue with our interviews here at CRS in Nashville. Daryl Worley, who's one of my favorite singers from the 90s, I suppose. It's the 90s.
Well, beginning was about 99, so you can say that.
Okay. Give me some of those big hits you had.
Well, of course, Have You Forgotten was the song about the tragedies of 9/11. Was huge for us. One of the biggest hit songs of that whole decade. I Miss My Friend, that was my first number one song. Awful Beautiful Life was a number one song. Good Day to Run. Good Night. There's so many. Second Wind. Sounds Like Life, Family Tree, Too Many Pockets.
The good old days when we had some great traditional country music exactly. In the charts.
Yes, I miss it terribly. We're going to take a run at the radio again this year. I have to say I'm a wee bit discouraged because the last time, you know, it seemed like we needed a lot more money to get the job done, and there was a time when it was really about the song, you know. And so we're doing a greatest hits package this year that I'm excited about, and we're going to put a lot of new music on it. And you know, there's a lot of different ways to go out there and get it done now. Songs catch on fire in different places nowadays, and then they find their way to mainstream radio. So that's kind of our plan, is to sort of see what we can, if we can trick somebody.
I mean, you must have a huge fan base from those other hits, so it hasn't really stopped you going around to all the venues and still filling the places.
And we still play a lot. I mean, that's our, honestly, you know, no one sells great numbers of records these days, so you better be able to travel and do the live thing, and that's what we do. We're road dogs, you know. And I love that. It's tougher as you get older with your children and things like that to be gone all the time. But that was something that I picked early on in my life to do, and I told my wife, you know, when she came around, I said, this is me. And she doesn't fight that. My little one, she's quick to tell me how much she misses her dad, and I miss her too. But there's a passion in the music, and we have a lot of stuff going on this year. I'm doing my first Christian project this year. I've always kind of had that in me, but I didn't think I was ready until now, and music started coming this past year, and it sounds nothing at all like my country stuff. My wife said, it doesn't even sound like you singing. So I said, maybe it's coming from a different place. And so we're excited about that. I got three or four different projects underway right now. And so we just stay busy, always making new music. And we sell a lot of music at our live shows. You know, that's the main place. But it helps you to keep your fan base interested. And giving them new product is an important thing. So, man, social media, you just have to beat it to death these days, you know. And that's not my big deal. I have to have people that force me into there, and they're constantly texting me and saying, you know, make pictures, make videos. And so, yeah, we're working that now. I should have started 15, 20 years ago, but we're working it hard now, and it's helping. So just staying busy, man, doing what I do. Hi, I'm Darryl Worley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I miss the look of surrender in your eyes, the way your soft brown hair would fall. I miss the power of your kiss when we made love. Oh, but baby, most of all, I miss my friend, the one my heart and soul confided in, the one I felt the safest with, the one who knew just what to say to make me laugh again. Let the light back in. I miss my friend. I miss the colors that you brought into my life. Your golden smile, those blue-green eyes. And I miss your gentle voice, lonely times like now, saying it'll be alright. I miss my friend, the one my heart and soul confided in, the one I felt the safest with, the one who knew just what to say to make me laugh again. Let the light back in. I miss my friends. I miss those times. I miss those nights. I even miss our silly fights. the making up, the morning talks, and those late afternoon walks. I miss my friend, one my heart and soul confided in, the one I felt the safest with, the one who knew just what to say, could make me laugh again. Let the light back in. I miss my friend. I miss my friend. I miss my friend.
So what's what's next on the card? You're going to do release the greatest hits, but is that going to be re-recordings of the hits?
It is. We started about a month ago. We went in and did our first tracking session. We're doing it all in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Well, I've just come from there because
really?
Which studio?
Well, this is a new place called Big Star Recording. It's a buddy of mine named Billy Lawson. He's over on 2nd Street in Sheffield.
Okay.
But now you're probably talking about, my very first official songwriting gig was with Rick Hall at Fame.
Okay.
And then I knew the guys very well over at Wishbone, Muscle Shoals Sound. The people that own it now are close friends of mine. So Muscle Shoals was more, very much closer to home for me. It's only about 25 miles from where I grew up. And I went to college there in Florence, Alabama, graduated from that university. And going back down to Muscle Shoals is like going home.
Well, I just had a finger behind my head saying, wrap it up.
That's the way it goes.
So we'll play some of your tracks, your hits in this interview.
I'd love that.
And we look forward to seeing you in the Shoals.
Hi, I'm Darryl Worley, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Got a call last night from an old friend's wife, said I hate to bother you. Well, Johnny Ray fell off the wagon, he's been gone all afternoon. Well, I know my buddy, so I drove to Scully's and found him at the bar. I said, hey man, what's going on? He said, I don't know where to start. Sarah's old car's about to fall apart, and the washer quit last week. We had to put Mama in the nursing home, and the baby's cutting teeth. I didn't get much work this week, and I got bills to pay. I said, I know this ain't what you want to hear, but it's what I'm gonna say. Sounds like life to me, it ain't no fantasy. It's just a common case of everyday reality. Man, I know it's tough, you gotta suck it up to hear you talk. You're caught up in some tragedy. It sounds like life to me. Well, his face turned red and he shook his head. He said, you don't understand. Three kids and a wife depend on me, and I'm just one man. Top it off, I just found out Sarah's 2 months late. I said, hey bartender, set us up around, we need to celebrate. Sounds like life to me, ain't no destiny. Yeah, the only thing for certain is uncertainty. You gotta hold on tight and just enjoy the ride. Get used to all this unpredictability. Sounds like life. Man, I know it's tough, but you gotta suck it up. To hear you talk, you're caught up in some trap.